Good morning, you're through to Jamie at MMA Legal. How can I help?
Oh, well, Jamie, how you doing?
I'm not bad. Who am I speaking to, sorry?
Ryan McIntosh.
Hi, Mr. McIntosh. How can I help?
So I hear that you were trying to get a hold of me for the last few times.
Yes. Bear with me one moment. Let me just bring up your piece. Right, Mr. McIntosh, just for date of reception, can you confirm your date of birth?
31st 12 1978.
And your postcode?
275 8PL.
That's perfect. Just let you know, all calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. So the purpose of my call was just to go over all the information we have, give you a bit of an update, and then let you know about next steps in the application process. Is now a convenient time to talk, or would you like me to give you a call back?
I can talk.
Great. Okay. Bear with me. Right, so the application's been submitted to the scheme, and we now have your individual reference number, which is linked to your application. So the purpose of this call is just to go over the information you've already provided, ensure everything is correct, and then take some further details thereafter, and then I'll let you know about what happens from this point. Is that okay?
That's right.
Yeah, in fact. So just to confirm, the email we have on file is docalana222@gmail.com. Is that still the best email to get along?
Yes.
Yep. And the number you call from now, that's the number we have on file. That's absolutely fine.
Yes.
So we just double check that we've got all documents we need on the file. Yep, we've got a copy of your passport, that's great, and your proof of address. Right, perfect. Right, so I'm just going to briefly go over the information you've already given us. So we've got care settings stemming from 1986 to 1995. I'm just going to go through those to make sure they are accurate.
Oh, no. No 1986. 1988.
Right, okay, so I'll go through each set and then just so we can get this accurate. So Care, Michael Care Home in Maybole, you're saying that was 1988?
Yeah, 88, I think it was 88, 89, I was in there.
Right, and you left there in 1992. And then we've got Red Bray Children's Home in Maybole.
Yeah. Yeah, I was in there for about a year.
In the second one in Red Bray?
Yeah.
So would you say you were there from 92 till 93?
I would say, I
understand. It's really hard thinking back all those years, since sometimes I can't even recall what I did last week. But so I understand, and we can obviously, once we get all the relevant information from these institutions, we'll be able to pinpoint the dates a lot more accurately. So I wouldn't get too hung up on it at this stage. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah, okay. Right. So let's just ignore the years for the time being. But we've got Kirk Michael K Home, Red Bray Children's Home, the Galen's House, and Ridge Park.
Julesland.
Yes, the Julesland House. And that was in Ayrshire.
No, it's
a Julesland
School, it's
called. Yes, so we've got Julesland House Approved School, Julesland Road, based Ayrshire.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the last one we have is Ridge Park School.
Oh no, I was in a place called Drimple. It was Drimple Children's Home.
Where's that type?
Irvine.
How am I spelling it?
You there?
Yes, I'm still here.
So the name of that, so it's spelled D-A-L-R-Y.
Yep.
N-P-L-E-D-A-I-R-Y. N-P-L-E.
N-P-L-E.
Drumpel's Children's Home, it's called.
Right, let me see.
And that was in Irvine, in Ayrshire.
Right, let me see if I can locate this. Right, so, yeah, it's called Durnpool Place Children's Home. Is that about right?
Yeah.
Right, perfect.
Children's, that was in Irvine.
That was in Irvine, and was that after Ridge Park School?
So then it was Carmichael, Redbury, then it was Durnpool next.
Right, so let me get this straight. So we had Carmichael, Redbury, again, sorry for the pronunciation, but the Gilsland house.
So it was Carmichael,
yeah.
Redbury, Gilsland,
yeah.
School, Durnpool Children's Home.
Yeah.
And then Ridge Park.
Ridge Park was the last one, right.
Ridge Park, and then after that one, it was called Newfield Assessment. It was Newfield Children's Home in Johnston.
Newfield in Johnston, right.
Let's see, I'll get it. Give me 2 seconds.
Yeah, I've located that. That's absolutely fine. Right, so
it was a residential school in Johnston.
Yeah, that's fine. And so when were you there till in Newfield?
After Ridge Park in Lanark, I then went to Newfield Assessments. It was Newfield Children's Home in Johnston. And I was there for about, say, 6 months.
And what time frame?
I would say I was there about roughly until I was 16. And then that was it. I went away.
You were 16 in 94.
No, that would have been 1990, I think that would be like 1996.
Right, okay. Right, I'll make sure that's added to your case. So let's move on. What's your current GP practice?
Greenhills in East Kilbride.
Right, let me bring that up. And so that's Green Hills Crescent in Glasgow.
East Kilbride. East Kilbride.
East Kilbride. T75 ATT. Does that sound about right?
I think so. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now. Well, we hope you have recovered well enough.
If so, sir, please return our call on 0161 563 0816, and we'd be happy to assist you. Thank you, Mr. Sanders. Bye now.
Right, so now I just need to go through some requisite compliance information, okay? I just need to ensure that you are fully aware of who we are, what we do, and what we're assisting you with and how it's funded. Is that okay?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So you've already signed the conditional fee agreement, so that's how we are assisting you. It's a private agreement between ourselves and you. Any compensation or payments awarded by the scheme, we would take 20% of that sum of money, okay? It's capped at 20% and we'll never take any more than 20%. It's a no-win, no-fee agreement, so if you do not get awarded anything, then we will not charge you for all the assistance and time we've put into your application. Do you understand?
Yep.
So there are obviously other ways you can pursue these applications. The first is you can do it yourself. Obviously, you can get no assistance from us, as we wouldn't have a conditional fee agreement, and you'd have to obviously go through the entire application process, request all your information, write your own witness statement, etc. There is also another alternative where some law firms are signed up to the legal payment scheme under the Scottish Redress Scheme. So in those situations, they get paid £2,000 for assisting you with the application. However, they are paid directly by the Scottish Government, and they get paid whether your application is successful or not. Does that make sense?
Yes, I do.
Yep. Okay. Yep. And you're still happy to proceed with MMA?
Yeah.
Great. Okay. So you understand that the conditional fee agreement, as I said, it is a private agreement. As I said, application's unsuccessful, you don't pay anything. If you withdraw your application on our own advice, again, you will not pay anything. And it, as I said, it's capped at 20%, and you'll never pay more than that agreed cap, regardless of how much money the scheme awards you. Okay? I do have to make you aware that there is no guarantee of success, that the application will be successful, or that, or what level of reward the scheme may give you at the end of this process. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So the scheme make the awards later down the line. Once we've got all the disclosure, we've drafted you a much more formal, substantive witness statement. We submit all that to the scheme. Once the scheme have got everything in their possession, they will then go behind closed doors and they have a panel. So we won't be in attendance, your attendance will not be required, and they will essentially go through the type of abuse you've suffered, how long you suffered abuse in all the different institutions, and then they make an award based on a level system. So it's between levels 1 to 5, 1 being the lower end, 5 being the cap of £100,000. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So in terms of what we will be assisting you with, so we will be assisting you with obviously the application, which we've already done. It's been submitted and we have the application accepted at this stage. We will also gather and review all the evidence. So that's all the your medical records, all the data and information that these institutions and local authorities hold on your time in care. We will correspond with the scheme throughout the entire process. So if they need any further, if there's any delays, etc., we will deal with all that with the scheme directly. When it comes to the offers being made, the awards by the scheme, we will also get you independent legal advice on that. Essentially, whether we should ask for a reconsideration if we believe it's too low, or whether we do think, based on the evidence we have, that it is a reasonable level of award. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. What you also need to understand is when accepting an award from the scheme, you will be required to sign a statutory waiver. So that waiver essentially means that once the payment's been received, you can't then go back and try and sue them in the usual civil methods. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you should have been explained this at the outset when you signed the conditional fee agreement, but you're given a 14-day cancellation period once you first signed the document. Was this explained to you, or did you read this in the conditional fee agreement at the point of signing? Right, okay, so I am willing to reopen that if you're saying that you can't recall being told. So from this day, you get a 14-day cancellation period. So if you want to cancel, you can just cancel. No charges will be applicable. Yeah, you want to waive that, that's fine.
Yep, it's okay.
Right. So let me just double check. We've got everything signed and on file.
Yeah,
I will get to that in one moment. Right, so we move on. So if you can recall, you gave some statements at the beginning. So I'm just going to very briefly go over those statements, make sure they are accurate. I won't be reading them word for word, don't worry. So in Kirk, Michael, you said that that's absolutely awful. You can recall the people, Dave and Jackie Rich. You said it weren't a safe environment, and it looks like here you suffered physical abuse, emotional abuse, and neglect. Is that correct?
Sexual abuse as well.
And I was just going to come to that after that. Yeah, sexual abuse, right? And then your time in Redbrae. Let me have a look. So we've got physical abuse, emotional abuse, neglect. Let me just move down. It says you're often restrained by them. You'd actually get held down and hit. Is that correct?
Oh, definitely. That was one fucking bad
place. Yeah, it sounds like it. And then the Gilsland School.
Gilsland School, that was I would say that was one of the worst in Scotland.
Yeah, I've got that here. It says that was your worst experience out of all the places. So that's fine. And then we've got the Ridge Park School. And then what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to take just a brief succinct statement in relation to the new field in Johnstone, just because that hasn't been noted on the file, so bear with me one moment. Let me just add that in now. And you said you were there for 6 months?
I was there for a good 6 months, yeah.
Right, so let me see. Newfield, Children's Home. Right, so briefly tell me about your 6 month stay in Newfield.
A 6 month stay in Newfield, I don't really have much to say about Newfield. Newfield was, it was okay.
Oh, so there was no abuse?
No, not only abuse there, it was just, Newfield Assessment Centre was it was an okay children's home.
Right, okay. Alright, that's fine. So, moving on, I need to explain the types of payments. So, the scheme offers two types of payments. The first one is a fixed payment of £10,000, so that's where, no matter how bad the abuse was, the severity of it, how prolonged it was, it will be capped at £10,000. Alternatively, and what we are pursuing for you in this application, is the individual assessed payment. So essentially, that's when the panel will look at all the occurrences of abuse you've suffered, and you can be awarded up to £100,000. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Great. Okay. So, at this stage, so let me have a look where we are. So I've got everything I believe I need at this stage. I've just got to ask some more personal questions now. Do you take any recreational drugs at all?
No.
Nice, okay. Have you any criminal convictions?
I do.
All right, what for?
That's one thing I don't like talking about, you know. It's nothing serious.
Right, okay, so let me give you the information. You can tell me if it's applicable. So under the scheme, there are certain offences that they will take into account that can reduce your payment or completely remove the payment. So these are generally murder, rape, or any sexual offences resulted in 5 years or more as a custodial sentence. So did you have got criminal convictions? Were they in any way at all related to the abuse? Because what we can often see is that people who suffered the abuse may fall into a life of crime. Obviously, we can use evidence from the Police Scotland to support that in a witness statement if you feel it had an impact.
Let's just at one thing clear here.
Yep.
I've not been done with any sexual offence in my entire life.
Yep, okay.
Let's just get that one thing out of the way. And I've never been done with murder or attempt murder, nothing like that. After I left the children's homes, it was very difficult to go back into society. I just basically started committing crime.
Right, okay.
Because I think it was the only way to cope, because I was used to that life.
Right, okay. So in terms of the crimes, and again, I'm not asking these questions to judge in any way. They are requisite information we will need, because obviously we need to make sure that the application contains all relevant information. So what were the nature of the crimes? Was there theft, robbery? Was it...
It wasn't robbery either. It was burglary.
And did you serve a custodial sentence due to that?
I did.
How long?
Okay.
I got roughly 4 years for that.
Okay. That's absolutely fine. That's all I needed. Thank you very much. Let me just go back to the screen. So I've also got to ask as well, and obviously this can be quite a somber point, but have you ever attempted or had thought of taking your own life?
Definitely.
Yes. Have you ever made any attempt?
I'm just giving Ms. Halliday a call in regards to the
Just since
you suffered the abuse.
Okay, this is the number that we have on file for Ms. Halliday. Is this not the correct number?
So you have attempted. Did you ever be hospitalised because of it?
Okay, do you have the correct number for Ms. Halliday?
No.
No. Okay, that's fine. Do you suffer with any medical conditions at all?
Okay,
I do.
Right, what medical condition?
Yes, thank you very much.
I suffer from depression.
Did you burn out?
Depression. Are you on medication for that?
I was on it. Mm-hmm. I was on it, and I just...
I still can't hear when people are on the phone, you know.
The tablet that I was on, it was making me go crazy.
Right, so you don't take tablets anymore for it, but you still suffer?
I was on medication for a very long time. And it was making me do a lot of crazy things. I thought, I need to get off these tablets.
Right. Now, completely understandable. That's absolutely fine. Would you attribute the depression to, obviously, the abuse you suffered during your younger years?
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Okay. So, in terms of all the information I've provided to you today during this call, are you happy with the explanations? Is there anything you don't quite fully understand? Is there anything you want me to explain to you again?
No, I'm just fine.
Right, okay, perfect. So, from this stage, the next steps is I will pass on your case to our data subject access request team. So, they will send out all the relevant disclosure requests to institutions, medical practices, local authorities, etc. Okay. Usually under the current data protection guidelines, they have 30 days to provide the information. As you can appreciate, some of this information is quite historical, so they do have to dig in and go back into the archives and pull it all out. So it can be a little bit longer. Okay, but that's just to manage your expectations in that regard. So you may not hear from us for a few weeks, but rest assured, as soon as we have any form of substantive update, we will contact you, okay? We may contact you as well if they need any further information. And just while I'm on that point, Mr. McIntosh, have you ever changed your name via Depot? Have you ever been known
when I was in the children's homes, I wasn't known as McIntosh. I was known by another name.
Okay, what name was that?
Ruthven. R-U, so it's spelled, well, R-U-T-H.
R-U-T-H.
V-E-N.
Ruthven. So it was Ryan Ruthven when you were in the children's homes?
Yes.
Right, okay. So what, did you legally change your name then as you got older?
No, no. My mother was married to a guy who was in the parachute regiment for a very long time.
Right. Okay.
So my mother basically married that guy and I took his name.
Right. Okay. I understand. And so, do you know your parents' full names?
I do. Yeah.
Yeah. Can I take your mother's name, please?
Maureen.
Maureen. And is that Ruthven?
Yes.
Yeah, and do you know your father's name?
He wasn't my father, he was my stepfather.
Right, stepfather. So what was your stepfather's name?
Manus.
Manus, M-A-N-U-S?
Yeah.
Ruthven, yeah?
Yep.
Okay, and do you know your biological father's name?
I do.
Yeah.
Alexander McDougall.
Alex and what was that, Mick?
McDougall.
How are you spelling that?
Mike Alpha Charlie.
Yeah.
Delta Oscar. Oscar Uniform Golf.
Lima. Alpha Lima. Right. Okay.
McDougall.
And do you know, before you went into the care settings, can you remember the address that you lived at with your mother prior to that? Or the local?
The address was, it was called Trees Bank Road.
How are you spelling that?
Trees. T-R-E-S-S.
Trees Bank Road. And whereabout was that?
Kilmarnock.
I was spelling that, sorry.
T-I-L.
K-I-L.
M-A-R.
M-A-R.
N-O-C-K. Kilmarnock.
Oh, perfect. Thank you very much. That's just because some of these institutions that we requested information from, they weren't very good at keeping the information in an easily accessible way. So they often come back to us and ask for parents' names or Amelia's addresses prior to entering the care system, just so they can identify the records a bit easier. Okay? So that's the only reason we would ever use any of that information. Right. Mr. McIntosh, so at this stage, are you happy for us to proceed? Do you have any more questions for me?
But the one thing I would like to add to that statement.
Yeah.
Inkit Michael.
Yep.
The bit I don't get is, and it still annoys me to this day, is there used to be doctors and nurses that used to come into that children's home. And the doctors would basically strip you off. They would basically strip you naked. And the doctors would start basically prodding about your body, feeling your balls, feeling your cock. That's a bit of fucking annoys us.
No, of course. And all that, obviously, at the later stage, when we are going through your more substantive statement, that's when we'll be going into it in a lot more detail. So at this stage, that's why I say we take a succinct statement at the outset, just to capture some detail. Because we know it's obviously, it's quite hard to go through. That's why we don't do the more substantial statement till later on in the process. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. So I think I've captured everything. As I said, I'll pass it on to our DSR team next to get all the information in. Is there anything else you want to speak about now?
No.
Right, perfect, Mr. McIntosh. So, as I said, my name's Jamie. If you think of anything later on that you maybe recall following this conversation, or you want any general updates, etc., just give the office a call and we'll be happy to assist. But rest assured, as soon as we've got a more substantive update, we'll be in touch straight away.
Okay.
All right, perfect. Thank you very much for your time and we will speak to you soon.
Okay, thanks.